Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray you've had a great day today, and that you've been walking close with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that through the study of His Word this evening, we can gain more knowledge and all. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into Your Word this evening, we're asking, Father, that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can, Father, see and understand the truth of Your Word and the way that it is written, to get the true meaning, Father, so that we can have the knowledge and the wisdom to reach out and help others that are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to help those that are young in Christ to gain more knowledge, more strength of faith, and put more trust in Him. Father, we ask also if we have done anything today that has been displeasing to You, forgive us, Father, so that we can enter into this study tonight with a clean, pure heart. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now it's time for us to get into our communion time here. So if you've got things ready, get your bread. And as this 23rd verse gives us, He says, "For I have received of the Lord, of which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take your bread. Get your cup. After the same manner also, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. Why, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And we give him praise, honor, and glory for everything he's done for us and for mankind. Praise your holy name. Now, all right. We're going to be tonight in Acts chapter 21. Now, the grape juice kind of stayed in my throat. All right. Chapter 21 of Acts. Verse 1. And it came to pass that after we had gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Cush, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Petra. 2. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenice, we went aboard and set forth. 3. Now, when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed unto Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unladen her burden. 4. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days. Who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. You know, now, I'm going to share a footnote with you here on this fourth verse. It says whether Paul was right to go up to Jerusalem at this time has long been debated. Now, has been debated. This verse, probably more than any other, could be used to demonstrate that Paul was wrong in going. The total evidence seems to favor his decision. First, you see these 6 different things here. And first, through the word, Spirit is, though the word, Spirit is capitalized, here the same word is not in 2022, but could be, may be saying, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. Second, Paul was often very sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. Now, we know that because we know Paul always listened to the Spirit and done exactly what the Spirit was telling him and leading him to do. Paul was often very sensitive to that leading of the Spirit. And third, Paul's reason for going were proper. Before, Paul never felt that he had made a mistake. Yet, Paul considered his life as well as his words ordained of God, which he states while in Rome. Roman bondage resulting from this trip to Jerusalem. And six, these warnings were probably preparatory rather than prohibitive, since the trip and the persecution conformed to Paul's commission. We know that whatever the leading of the Spirit was to Paul, that he was going to follow it. And I don't believe he would have went if the Spirit would have told him not to go. We have seen that as we come through the book of Acts, different places where Paul wanted to go, the Spirit told him not to, and Paul wouldn't go. Now, five, and when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. And we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. Six, and when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship and they returned home again. Seven, and when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. Now, nine, and the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. Now here again, we've got a footnote on this night verse. Philip's four daughters are not described as women possessing the office of a prophet, possessing any leadership role in the early church. The Spirit gave the gift of prophecy to anyone he might choose, leader or layman, man or woman. And the prophet was merely the mouthpiece for some truth God desired to make known. Now, there is a lot of things when we look at the word prophecy that we really don't stop and think about. It doesn't always mean when someone is prophesying, doesn't always mean that they are a prophet. No, because you see, we all have the ability to prophesy, because actually prophesy means to share with others. And that's what we are all supposed to be doing with the word of Almighty God. You see, this is what man has done to a lot of the ministry is by causing a lot of discouragement and controversy, because he's using what he thinks and way he takes instead of what it says, and knowing what the word he's talking about really means. That's like with the lady pastors. They use where God has told us in his word that our sons and our daughters would prophesy. They said, see, that means they can be pastors as well as the men. No, because God told me no. As we studied before, so we're not going into a lot about it, but I'm using it as an example of just what mankind has caused, because they didn't look at the word suffer to see what it meant. And when you look at the verse that tells the woman that God says he does not suffer a woman to teach nor usurp authority over man. That word suffer means allow or permit. So when you look at that, he's actually saying that he did not allow or permit her to use authority over man. You see, you've got to know what a lot of these words means in a lot of passages and these verses that will cause controversy. Now, 10, and as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea, a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem find the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him unto the hands of the Gentiles. Now, you see, and the apostles that's with Paul is trying to keep him from going into Jerusalem. But Paul knows exactly what he is facing when he does, because the Holy Spirit has warned him of what is going to take place. But he didn't tell him not to go, because regardless, God had told Paul that he had to testify and witness of him in Jerusalem and in Rome. Well, this was a way also for Paul to get to Rome. Back in those days, times, it wasn't easy going from one place to another. It took a lot of figuring and doing. Now, 12. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. See, when they heard that, no, they didn't want him going. But it was them not wanting him to go. It wasn't Paul at all. Because Paul's answer to them here in 13 says, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. But he knows, because God has already told him before, we've already studied about that, where God told him that he was going to have to be witness both in Jerusalem and in Rome. So he knows he's going to wind up going to Rome. Now, 14, and when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. 16. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Manasseh of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. He letting them know what God had done through his ministry in the places where he had been. Now, 20. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law, and they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. Now you see why he is to be bound. We're beginning to understand here. The Jews are telling him all of this. 22. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. They've got four men that has took a vow. 24. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walketh orderly and keepeth the law. See, one to drag him back in under the law. But we know Paul ain't going. Now, 25. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishments of the days of purification until that, and offering should be offered for every one of them. Now, he has purified himself. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not going to be for the things that these Jews was after him about. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and has polluted this holy place." Now, you see, this was the reason they wanted with these four men. But now they're wanting to get rid of him by his actions here. 29. For they had seen before with him in the city of Trophimus an Ephesian whom they posed that Paul had brought into the temple. They didn't know whether he brought him or not, but they supposed he did. And he could have, you know. But they didn't really know. Thirdly, all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Now, 32. Who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left off beating of Paul. You see, they meant to beat him to death. And now they've left off beating him. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the turmoil, he commanded him to be carried into the castle, because they was all proclaiming different things. And the captain, he couldn't get the truth of none of it. So he's moved him now into the castle. When he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. 36. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, "Away with him." Now they're all run away with him, wanting him dead, wanting him killed. Okay. 37. And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, "May I speak unto thee?" Who said, "Canst thou speak Greek?" Now he's asked, "Can thou speak Greek?" 38. "Or not thou that Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar and ledest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? 39. But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, and we have now come to the end of chapter 21. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get into 22 because it's continuing on with this of Paul. Here in verse 1 of 22, he is saying, men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. 22. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he said, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, finding and delivering into prison both men and women, which we know he did. And also, the high priest does bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. We know that was Paul's life before he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. 6. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? 8. And I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. 9. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. 10. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. Now, 11. And when I could not see for the glory of that light being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus, and one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there. 13. Came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him. 14. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. 15. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Now, 16. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Now, 19. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. 20. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. 21. And he said unto me, he's telling what Jesus said unto him. Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. You see, he's calling Paul for the specific purpose of becoming an apostle to the Gentile nations. 22, and they gave him audience unto his word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not that he should live. They want him dead. And as they cried out, cast off their clothes, and threw dust into the air, 24, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and bid that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. You see, Paul's life as an apostle has not been a bed of roses. Not nearly. Beaten, stoned. I was getting ready to get another beaten. And all wishing to be dead. And let me tell you something. It's coming again to this earth. That day and time to where those that will claim to be believers in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to receive the same treatment that Paul and these apostles here in this day and time, in that day and time received. Think about it. And it's not as far off as you think. Right now, you and I, if we pray in public, are not supposed to end our prayers in Jesus' name. Well, I got news for you. I will. And I do. But it's not like I'm lied on, lied against, things made up to tell. Because they don't want the truth of the gospel of God's word. Now, and as they cried out, cast off their clothes, threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bid that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. 25. And as they bound him with stones, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? You see, he's Jewish and he was born in Taurus. He was schooled under Gamaliel, and under the law, but he also was a Roman citizen. And now he's asked this question. 26, when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. 27. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, yea. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, but I was free born. He was born as a citizen of the Roman Empire. 29. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. Now, 30. This is the last verse of chapter 22. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty whereof he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear and brought Paul down and set him before them. Now he's got him before the chief priests and their council. And God willing, we'll pick up there in the morning as they have their time with it. With Paul. I pray that you've got something good out of this. This evening, something that has give you a little more strength, helped you with a little more faith, and let you see and understand things that we are to be facing here in the near future, and that it's not as far away is what we would like to think and believe. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I now pray for those that will hear this message this evening, Father, that they all will grow in strength, that they'll all grow in faith and stand firm and in boldness, lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and sharing this gospel with those that are in darkness to help them to come to understand that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they come out of that darkness and come to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of their sins, and bring him into their lives so that they can make heaven their home. Now, Father, keep us all safe through this night. Keep us in health. And bring us back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. I pray that you have a good night and that you'll walk close with the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll walk with you. Good night, all.